Thanks for tuning in to Snacks for Thought. Snacks for Thought are bite-sized inspirations designed to draw you closer to God. With that being said, today's snack is entitled The Formula for Peace. For many of us, peace of mind seems like a foreign concept, something that people wish for but never actually attain. It sounds good in theory, but not possible in reality. The truth is, God wants us to experience peace every single day. He knew in advance the turmoils, stresses, and tragedies we would face and gave us a way to endure. He gave us a formula for peace. You see, God never said he would take the struggle away, but he did promise that he would give us peace. A type of peace that doesn't necessarily make sense. And I don't know about you guys, but I need that type of peace. So in Philippians 4:6-7, Paul gives us the formula. He says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. So let's break down this formula. The formula consists of choosing not to worry, plus praying about everything, plus thanking God for what he has done, equals experiencing God's peace, but not just any old peace, a type of peace that doesn't make any type of sense, and a peace that will guard your heart and your mind, keeping out the trespassers. So to break this down even more, let's talk about each of these sections of the formula. Worrying is natural to us. It's actually pretty easy for us. And so choosing not to worry is a choice. Choosing not to worry requires us to shift our focus, right? Choosing not to worry is saying, I'm going to move that thing, like we all know what that thing is, or those things that cause me to stress from the central focus of my mind, and I'm moving them to the back. Choosing not to worry without replacing your thoughts will not work, because those thoughts will continue to seep in. That's why Paul says, pray about everything that stresses you out, all the things that you're worrying about, pray about it. Because what you are doing now is you are shifting your focus. You are focusing on God instead of the problem. By praying about everything, you're giving control back to God, saying that you can't change the situation, that you need his help, right? You are magnifying God more than the problem. And the last part of the formula is thanking God for what he has done. As humans, we have a habit of forgetting. We forget how God has delivered us in the past, or healed our loved ones before, or provided for us in the 11th hour. When we constantly thank him for what he has done, we are saying, God, I choose to remember. And remembering brings encouragement. If God did it for you before, why wouldn't he do it again? And if for some reason he doesn't, remembering helps you to know and to trust his heart. You see, once you do the formula over and over and over again, then you will experience peace. You see, the formula isn't just a one-time thing. It's an everyday thing, right? It's a several times a day thing. And as you do it, as you continue to grow in this formula, as you continue to master this formula, you will experience peace. Then peace will stand as a guard in your heart and your mind, kicking out every negative and stressful thought trying to enter. You see, in order to experience peace, you must engage in all three parts of the formula. You can't pick and choose. If you pray about everything and thank God, but still choose to worry, you won't experience peace because worry will consume your thoughts. And reality is, you might not even be able to pray. If you choose not to worry and pray about everything, but don't thank God for what he has done, you might fall into the trap of forgetfulness, causing you to give up because the situation seems impossible. I absolutely love that God has given us a formula for peace, because he knew that we wouldn't be able to make it without him. And the truth is, we can't have peace without him. We need his strength to choose not to worry. We need his help to pray when it's hard. We need his grace to thank him for what he has done. But most importantly, we need his peace to help us live each day.